And now, it's the Wide Shut Webcast.
All right, folks, it's been a while, but I thought I'd share some thoughts on all the beheading that seems to be going on in Britain and around the world recently. Of course, the idea of beheadings is absolutely shocking to most of us in the West, and perhaps that's the point. There's nothing better than fear to manipulate people, and what strikes more fear than beheading? There's nothing better to get people shocked and malleable, whether you're a terrorist or a propagandist or a government or whatever. Now, most recently we had this case of a lunatic called Fat Nick, who went on a bit of a rampage in northeast London that sadly ended with the beheading of an 82-year-old lady in a garden. And we quickly had headlines like, Muslim convert slaughters grandmother, Muslim beheader. And look at the Sun, I'll put it up on the video. Muslim! Today's news is Muslim. Get angry. And obviously it's this kind of sensational reporting that riles everybody up. And it does so in an oddly politically correct way, because as long as you hate Muslims, then the unjustified wars overseas start to look justified. They look justified because this Nigerian British Muslim convert who's never been to the Middle East hacked up a sweet old lady. But most people see these giant headlines that say Muslim and just think terrorist, and yeah, our lads are out there protecting us from these terrorists and we need to get rid of all the Muslims in this country, whatever that really means. Of course, if you actually dig a little deeper into the story, it's got nothing to do with him being a Muslim or a devout extremist Muslim, which there's no sign that he was. I mean, he wasn't screaming about Allah, he was just on a rampage. Witnesses say he hacked to death a cat, which he said, quote, stole his lighter. I'm not sure where in the Quran it says hack cats to death for stealing lighters, but some people are quite happy to blame Islam for this incident. However, if you really look at it objectively, he's just clearly mentally deranged in some way. And his history points to some obvious instability. You know, he's lived on his own since he was a young teenager. He's jobless. He's known as a bit of a local weirdo. You know, people call him Fat Nick. I think one person said, you know, he's gone through life and has never been loved. I mean, that sounds a bit over the top. But you get the idea that this is a socially excluded person who, you know, maybe it was drugs, maybe it was something else, but he just lost it. There's nothing in any of the reports that he was attending, you know, extremist mosques or gatherings, or was following the teachings of Anjum Chowdhury, and he's got no connections to any of these people. He's just a loner that, for whatever reason, went on this weird rampage where cats were stealing his lighters and he felt the need to attack several people. You know, it's not like he was targeting a soldier like Lee Rigby and he didn't have a message about the wars overseas and all this kind of thing. It just looks random. And it's not just the typical headlines, you know, Muslim, Muslim, that plays into this propaganda, but it's also the official statements from the investigators and politicians. For example, London beheading was not terrorism, insist police. Okay, it's also not pizza. The incident is also not socks. As soon as you introduce the word terrorism, that's all people see. It must be terrorism, he's a Muslim. It's just the police playing down and protecting the Muslims who are trying to bring Sharia law to this country and all that crap. Saying it's not terrorism is going to have the opposite effect to all the people that see extremists under their bed and believe that the government are protecting them and all that kind of thing. If it wasn't terrorism, then you don't have to say it wasn't terrorism, just like you don't have to say it wasn't apple pies. What I think is a possibility is the copycat effect. Beheadings are in the news, and if a weak-minded, mentally unstable person is going to snap, the concept of beheading is already out there in the ether. So maybe that's worth exploring. But the other beheading news recently is, of course, allegedly coming out of Syria with ISIS, or ISIL, or IS, or whatever the fuck they want to be called. And people's responses to these, James Foley and the other journalist, people's responses to this on my Facebook timeline have just been really annoying. Just the same old jumping to conclusions bullshit. CIA, inside job, everything's fake, just like Sandy Hook. Calm down and stop jumping to conclusions. Yes, the videos of the two American journalists allegedly being beheaded are edited. That's obvious. They cut out the gory bit. They fade to black. You don't actually see where the beheading would be in the sequence. Then afterwards, they show what appears to be the bloody head resting on the back of the body, and the family members have not come forward to say that that's not the head, face, likeness of their relative. It doesn't mean it is, but that's something to put off to the side. The family members are not disputing what the videos appear to show. Even experts in the mainstream media have come out and said that yes, the videos have been edited. They look staged, there's no blood. When the soaring motion begins, you would expect that to be visible. Forensic analysts have looked at the videos and said, well, this has been cleaned up, there's no blood there. Yes, I understand this. The videos were edited. What we don't know is who made the videos. What we don't know is why they made the videos, when they made the videos, where they made the videos. We don't know whether it's all fake or if it was just edited a little bit, leaving out the gory stuff, cleaned up. We don't know whether those really were the victims in the end, or if they're still alive, or if they're actually dead and were just murdered off camera. There's so much that we don't know, yet people are just happy to jump to the conclusion, oh, it was all fake, CIA, look, it's like Sandy Hook, look, this woman has the same hair as this woman, so it means it's all fake. Oh, look, his family members look like they were laughing on camera. What does that prove? That they're a bit weird? What does it actually prove? And I get sick and tired of this crisis actors bullshit. It was bullshit during Boston. It was bullshit during Sandy Hook. And it's bullshit now. Look, crisis actors. It's got the word ISIS in crisis. It must be crisis actors. Take a step back, have a deep breath, and get some perspective. And look, if we assume that it was ISIS at face value, and the organisation, as a hierarchy, really did capture these guys and murder them, even though Vice.com managed to send a journalist and get accepted into the organisation to film it. You know, there is that contradiction. I wrote an article about that. But if we assume that ISIS were responsible, that doesn't negate the West's role in creating the power vacuum that ISIS managed to fill. It doesn't negate the covert support from the West that has flooded into the region to topple Assad, and that's come over from Libya when we were doing the whole thing against Gaddafi. It doesn't negate our allies that are supporting these people. And it doesn't negate all the other anomalies surrounding the emergence of ISIS. So if your worldview is conspiratorial or against what the establishment would have us believe, it doesn't clash with that worldview. You're just not looking at that finer detail. Not everything outside of your house is fake. There's still questions that need answering without falling off the deep end and thinking everybody looks like everybody else and everybody's an actor. It's like the 9/11 no-planers. They're not content with the prior knowledge that various US agencies clearly had, or the CIA's role in fast-tracking the hijackers' visas, and the Saudi Arabia connection, or the history of Al-Qaeda and the way the West has supported them, and all these other tangible anomalies. Nope, they jumped to this weird conclusion that everything is fake. Nobody was in the buildings, there were no planes, it was just holograms. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Take a step back and get some perspective. Let's assume the beheading videos were completely fake and were staged by the CIA or MI6 or some kind of black ops. Why not just stage the whole beheading? Why not get some Muslims to do the beheading for real? See, you can always go either way with these things. The point is, and I don't know what happened, that's the point. There's not enough evidence to come to a firm conclusion. There's all sorts of different options and reasonable explanations that you could go down. ISIS could have just edited the videos because they wanted to get wider media circulation in the West. If these are partially made up of British people that have gone over there, that are tech savvy and you know how things work, then it would make sense to clear up the gore in hope that BBC plays it on their Newsnight programme or something. Don't choose to assume one thing when there is no evidence for anything. We've got to wait this one out. Agree, disagree, share the video, don't share the video. Check out the new articles on wideshut.co.uk or don't. And I'll catch you later.